You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Defense contractors face immense pressure to comply with CMMC 2.0 security standards, needing a secure, user-friendly file-sharing solution. Kiteworks, a FedRAMP moderate authorized solution, supports nearly 90% of CMMC 2.0 Level 3 requirements, reducing compliance effort and cost. Kiteworks leverages a zero-trust framework for swift compliance and offers a secure platform for defense data protection needs with advanced security features and ease of use. Its intuitive UI, mobile apps, and centralized policy management simplify administration. Accelerate your CMMC 2.0 compliance and address federal zero-trust requirements with Kiteworks' universal secure file-sharing platform made for defense contractors. Visit kiteworks.com to get started.
The word is network telescope. Spelled network for a system of electronic endpoints interconnected by telecommunications equipment in order to transmit or receive information, and telescope for an instrument designed to make distant objects appear nearer. Definition: network observation systems designed to monitor globally unreachable but unused internet address space, or the deep web, in order to study a wide range of interesting internet phenomena. Example sentence: monitoring unexpected traffic arriving at a network telescope might provide early warning for serious network security events. Origin and context. Network telescopes are also known as Internet Background Radiation Monitors and packet telescopes. And according to a 2010 research paper, Internet Background Radiation Revisited, because there are no legitimate hosts in these unused IP blocks, packets arriving must be the result of worm propagation, DDoS attacks, network misconfiguration, or other annoying or nefarious activity that's usually hidden in the noise of normal internet traffic. Bill Cheswick and Steve Bellavin originally conceived the idea in 1998. Since then, various researchers have sought to extend the idea. The most prolific is probably the Center for Applied Internet Data Analysis, or CADA. Nerd reference. Bill Cheswick and Steve Bellavin are famous in old guy cybersecurity circles for writing one of the first cybersecurity books, Firewalls and Internet Security, Repelling the Wily Hacker. I had a dog-eared copy on my desk back in the day when I was a young Unix system administrator. At the Vintage Computer Federation East 9.1 conference in 2015, Cheswick described how he and Bellavin created the first network telescope.
We built the first packet telescope, which basically meant we said, hey world, network 12 is here. Network 12 is AT&T's internet address. We got it back in 1998 by asking for it. We said, can we have this Class A address? Class A address probably has a market value of $1 billion now, something like that. We said, oh, we need it. And they said, oh, you're a big company, you get one. Sure, we're giving them out to every big company. And you know, and so Net 12 came to us and we couldn't use it. It was too big. So we had this big useless address, and I said, let's gather all the traffic that comes to this big unused network and watch it and see what it is. It's a packet telescope. And Steve Bellavin put up some monitoring and so on, and we got about 25 megabytes a day of random packets, which basically were the death screams of various machines around the internet that were shouting packets at that network.
Most of our listeners who deal with legacy privileged access management products know they tend to be expensive, difficult to deploy, and hard to use. Keeper Security is the answer. Keeper's Zero Trust solution delivers password, secrets, and connection management in one easy-to-use platform. It's fast to deploy, agentless, clientless, and has no implementation fees. Plus, Keeper is FedRAMP authorized. That's why we trust Keeper to prevent breaches and gain full control over privileged users. Visit keeper.io/cyberwire to schedule a quick demo. That's keeper.io/cyberwire. And thanks to Keeper Security for supporting our podcast.